Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas, like, will it all go wrong when producer Ben is not in the building? No. Producer Ben's not producing today.
No.
Jump cut Jack is.
Yes, or Jack the Snipper.
Or Jack the Snipper.
He identifies as both.
Yeah. And should you ever make one of your most loved colleagues feel guilty for taking a well-deserved break?
No, Stuart's on holiday as well, is he?
Ben's away more than Judith Chalmers these days.
Says you.
What? I'm working.
New York, Spain.
What?
New York, Spain. Spain.
Yeah, that was my...
Where are you going in a couple of weeks?
Spain.
Yeah.
Hey.
I'm just standing up for Ben here.
Okay. You know. It's good to get away.
It is good to get away.
You're away loads. Shut up. And your mum and dad still pay for your bloody holidays. And
no, they do not.
And you're nearly 40, so.
Nearly 40. I'm 32.
When are you? You're 33 this year. For your wedding, will you be 32 or 33?
I'll be 33.
Will you?
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Yeah. Kids next.
Kids next. I think not.
And of course, what should you do if you've accidentally sexted your boss, but with not your usual agony aunts? Are we William Hansen, the UK's leading etiquette expert?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio presenter. I'm more Royal Box, you're more Gogglebox.
My favourite TV show.
I know, I did that one on my own, please.
Never miss an episode.
Do you? You still? Still?
Never. If I miss it on the Friday night, I'll just watch it in the week.
Really?
Jenny and Lee, my favourites.
Is it still funny?
Yeah, it's hilarious. Okay. I love them all. I love them all. Pete and Sophie as well.
Are Giles and Mary still on?
Giles and Mary still on. Natty.
What?
Natty. That's what they call each other. Oh, Natty.
Natty.
Nutty.
Nutty.
Oh, Giles, you awful man. That's what she says to him.
Oh, okay. Well, lovely. Should we have a gin and a bonnet?
Yes. Who should we toast to?
Well, I know last week, obviously, we had the Platinum Jubilee. But
we're all over the place. We had glasses.
Yeah, the glasses are a bit... chaotic energy. We've got non-matching and non-branded. So I don't know what... In our old studio, we left behind the branded glasses. So I thought this week... Actually, today, it is how many years since the coronation of the longest-serving monarch in history.
We've just done all that, haven't
we? No. The longest-serving monarch, as you hopefully remember from one of our previous episodes, is Louis XIV.
Why have you opened that gym when that gym was open?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Louis XIV.
I have a clue what day of the week it is.
How long was he alive for?
A long time, and he has currently beat our current our current queen by a couple of years.
That's impressive back in them days.
So on this day in 1654, Louis XIV had his coronation. So we'll toast Louis XIV.
Who was Louis XV?
The one that came next. Oh. Yeah. Oh, no clinking. Sorry, I don't know what we're doing.
There you go.
Can you have a sip, please?
No, because at the time of recording, it's... Bloody 3 minutes past nine in the morning.
So?
You look like mother like son, that's all I'm going to say.
I'm committed.
Yeah, I've got meetings and stuff all day today.
So
have you.
So have I! I find they go much better.
What, a bit squiffy?
A little bit.
Do you know what? Some of the meetings I've got today, I might actually have a couple of shots. Oh. As always, if you need our help with something, then we would love it if you got in touch. You can send your nervous narratives to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can tweet us or send us a message on Instagram @sextedmyboss, or you can write to Mr. William Hansen, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address for that is on the website sextedmyboss.com.
I should just say we've got some handwritten letters, so we're going to read a few of them out later. And also I've had a new batch of handwritten letters. So if you have sent in a handwritten letter, I've just received them. I shall be responding to you in the fullness of time.
Do you know why I look forward to recording this podcast episode every week?
No.
For many, many reasons.
Yes.
But we need to talk about the cafe downstairs that is absolutely fantastic.
Sorry. Am I recording a different podcast?
I look forward to that food. What?
Well, the food. Okay. You're going down the food
that
route.
That cafe. Right. So we moved studios, Gene Beavers, about 3 months ago.
Yes.
Maybe less. And where we are at the moment, downstairs, there's a couple of lads that run a cafe here, and it's absolutely fantastic, right? They do the best peanut butter brownies. Tell me you've never had a brownie better than that.
Well, my mother's are pretty good, but these
are better, but they're not as good as the peanut butter brownies.
Okay.
Last week, we had avocado egg on toast, and it was absolutely fantastic.
I had a prosciutto and mozzarella omelette.
That looked great.
It was lovely.
And then the week before, I had the halloumi wrap, and it was great. So I'm going to go downstairs after this.
Mm.
My life revolves around food, and I just, it's the best cafe ever. I'm going to start coming on my days off when we're not recording.
You should, yes.
It's so good, that cafe. What are they called?
Oh, I don't know, actually.
We should give them a shout out.
I don't know what they're called. But you have famously slagged off their coffee, other than last
week. No,
their
filter cup. Their Americanos are absolutely spot on. The filter coffee isn't much cup.
Right. Well, you should try a V60. That's what I have.
What's that?
That's where you pour it. It's very specialist.
Oh, my God.
But you have to turn up 10 minutes in advance and order it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
God, I'll extra you. But, yeah, I look forward to it every week. I'm like, oh, what am I going to get today?
What are you going to get today? Because they'll probably, by the time we finish, they'll probably just be taking off breakfast.
I might get the halloumi wrap.
Nice. Lovely. Yeah, Ben had it with chicken the other day, I think.
Did he?
Did he? Did look nice.
I thought he was veggie.
Oh, you know what he's like.
No, he's veggie at home, isn't he?
Veggie when he wants to be.
Is Diego veggie?
Oh, good question.
Nah, I love more, mate. My daddy says I can't have any, but I'll sneak some sometimes when I'm being a bit naughty.
I'm sure there's a daddy can I have a sausage joke there.
Daddy, can I have a sausage? What you like? We've got a new impression for Diego.
Yes, you might have noticed.
Ben has a very camp dog that we love dearly. Mm. Oh, what are you feeding me? Oh, I stink. Oh, I say I've had enough. All these bloody vegetarians. I'm a dog, I need my meat, babes.
He is Rylan. Your impression is Rylan.
Not Rylan, it's Diego.
Right.
The camp dog.
Okay, fair enough.
Oh, Daddy, you're going to take me for a walk? Oh, need to stretch my legs.
So many things I could say, but he is a dog. So let's not.
You think I'm sleeping in that bed, bad chap? Anyway, how's your week been? What's new? What's crack?
Well, over the weekend, in fact, it'll probably be arriving with you when you go home, Mikey and I wrote our wedding invitations.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, right.
However, I just would like to apologise to a couple of people.
Spelling mistake.
No.
Okay.
Some people won't have got theirs yet, or won't be getting theirs for a couple of weeks, because I under-ordered on the reply cards and envelopes. I don't know why.
Oh, I can imagine this would have been a big disaster in your house.
It was a big disaster. We went two-thirds of the way down the list, and then it went, so the printers are printing new ones, but obviously we've had bank holidays, so there's a delay. So don't have them yet. So most people have got them.
Do I have to RSVP?
Yes, but thus we have made it easy for people by putting in a reply card and an envelope. I have even paid for stamps for the envelopes, so there is no excuse not to reply.
That is... Why can't I just text you?
Because it's my special day.
Let me save you money for the stamp.
It's already posted. It's already posted.
Now I've got to write a bloody letter.
No, you don't. You have to write your name, any dietary requirements you might have, and pop it in an envelope and pop it in a postbox.
Does Guinness class as a dietary requirement?
Are you allergic to it?
No, will there be some there?
You can get some if you want some.
Okay. God.
At your own expense.
Did you have an argument with Mikey?
No, actually, we had a nice time. It was a little production line.
But when you found out...
What? No, because it was my fault.
Oh, was it?
It was completely my fault.
Oh, my God. Bloody hell. Get that clipped up. Get that on TikTok.
I thought it was...
Jesus. Hit it here first.
You know me. I'm never wrong. But I was in this instance.
Oh, wow. Mm. Okay.
I was convinced it was the printer's fault. They were besmirched for about 5 minutes, and then I checked my emails to them. Why did I order 100 invitations, but only 75 reply cards?
Why?
Well, because I thought, oh, a lot of people are couples, but actually we know quite a lot of single people, so, or people that are coming on their own.
Is Lucas coming?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. I did used to live with him.
Yeah, I know. Is Leanne next door coming?
Yes, my next door neighbour is coming.
Okay. Is Tom, my partner, coming?
You have a... Like, you asked... When I got engaged, you said, have you told my brother? Is
Does
my brother...
Does your brother have a plus one?
No.
Does he not?
No.
It's a bit harsh. He could have just brought one at lads from work or something. Yippee! Wedding! Woo! Yeah!
Yes, but this isn't the sort of wedding where you can just tag a friend along.
Yes. Is it a free bar?
No.
What?
Well...
To be fair...
Well, yeah, no. Actually, I retract. Yes and no.
Oh, okay.
So there is, upon arrival for the drinks reception, there'll be wine and champagne and soft drinks. Mm-hmm. Help yourself, all fine. At lunch, there'll be wine. Again, fine. If you want anything extra, like a Guinness, for example, like a gin and a bonnet, there is a bar.
Okay. This is such a north-south thing.
Mm.
Up north, I've never known a wedding to be free bar, ever. But down south, it's quite a thing to have a free bar at wedding.
Is it?
Yeah. Jump cut Jack's nogging his head at me, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. It's very American as well, but up north, Christ. There might be a tab, and you get a lot of password. Like, hey, I've got a tab behind, but I just give them a password. What is it, Sean Dad?
Give them the password.
Because yeah, otherwise people take piss, don't they?
Yes. Well, we're in a self-contained...
I'm going to be on my best behaviour at your wedding.
I very much doubt that.
I am. I'm not going to lie.
Well, you're doing the reading, one of them, so...
Drink. Am I allowed to be in my hip flask? I always take a hip flask to weddings.
A hip flask?
Yeah. With my whiskey in.
Who are you, Hagrid?
No, I don't...
Actually, you could be. Yeah. Grow your beard out a bit and squint, and it could be Hagrid. Anyway, so yes, I've got... It was a moment.
Okay.
We did, obviously, because we're highly strung homosexuals, we did then have to go and get Leanne next door to come and take a picture of us posting our wedding invitation.
Of course you did. Can I see this picture? Are we going to post this?
No, we're not going to post it. I just thought...
Why?
Well, for all sorts of reasons, but I just thought it's a nice thing to...
Oh, my God, you look like a bloody Hello magazine shoot. Jesus. Mikey looks good there.
Well, yes, he does.
Oh, yeah, you look great as well.
Thanks. I bought that top especially.
Did you actually?
When I bought it that morning, and then I thought, oh, I know when I can wear it now, when we're off to the postbox. No, because, look, hopefully you only get married once, and posting your wedding invitations, I think it's a bit of a thing, and I thought it would be nice to commemorate it. And we have a postbox at the end of our road.
Oh, look at you.
So I thought, oh,
and
I love
the Elizabeth line. God, you're living it up, aren't you?
Literally, when we went to look at that house, and we were turning in for the first viewing, and I saw the postbox opposite, I said, we're having this flat.
Did you?
That's it. Because my previous postbox, miles away.
Was it?
Mm. And I use the Royal Mail a lot.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Always putting something through someone's letterbox.
Okay.
Jack got it. Jack can come more often.
I didn't get that.
Oh, don't worry.
Oh, is it a gay joke?
It's a f***ing ass joke.
Oh,
Jordan.
Okay.
Yes.
Jesus, what else have you been up to this week?
Well, I've gone back. I finally, you may remember.
Mm-hmm.
Pump It Up Pete.
What happened to Pump It Up Pete?
Well, it's a bit of a sad story, if I'm honest. So Pump It Up Pete, what, for those that maybe have tuned in more recently, was my personal trainer last year. And I saw him from about May to September.
Yeah.
And
who had quite strong opposing views to you, didn't he, on a lot of things?
He had some interesting views on climate change, yes.
Oh, OK. Mm-hmm. All right.
Which I felt was an interesting time to bring it up whilst I'm trying to do, you know, a leg press or something. Mm-hmm. It's just not... I don't think it's the time.
No, I agree.
Like, if you have those views, fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. I just don't need to hear them as I'm sort of...
But also, like, with a client and stuff, if he's a personal trainer, surely you don't bring stuff like that up. Just keep that...
It's very odd, yes.
Anyway, go on, what's the latest?
He also at one point called me shy. He went, you're quite shy, aren't you? I went, shy? He said, yeah, you're not very chatty. He's like, I'm chronically unfit. I cannot talk to you. as I'm doing all this stuff,
yeah, no, I'd
I can't hold a. If you want to come and chat with me, we'll go and get a coffee afterwards.
No, yeah, because no, you're not shy. I'm a bit of a wallflower.
You're much of a wallflower as I am shy.
I can be quite wallflowery. Depends what
if we
mood
have to
I'm
show
in.
You a video of yourself.
Depends what mood I'm in. Back of the park. We're introvert extroverts. We did that quiz together.
Yes, we did do that quiz. 16personalities.com.
Yeah, so we are extroverts, but we also like our own space and time to recuperate.
Yes. Interestingly, Jordan and I were exactly the same personality type.
Mm.
ESFJ, I think, off the top of my head.
How do you remember? How does your bloody mind work? Anyway, pump it up, Pete. What's the latest?
Anyway, so what happened? September. What?
Is he coming to the wedding?
No, absolutely not. Oh, so, pump it up, Pete.
By the way, he's not even called Pete.
No. Let's not give out his actual name on this, for various reasons.
Was your decorator really called John?
Yes.
Well Hung John.
Well Hung John,
okay.
Yeah.
And was your former cleaner called Sue Sillybank?
Yes.
Okay. Right.
Anyway, pump it up, Pete. It got to... Because I would see him on Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
I would have a session with him, and I'd come and record the podcast.
A session.
Then we were going on tour, weren't we, in mm-hmm. September. So I said to him, I said, I can't come for a couple of weeks because I'm on tour.
Yeah.
Which he was fine with.
This is nearly a year ago.
Yeah. And so I stopped going. And to be perfectly honest, the last couple of sessions, aside from the climate change bizarreness, I had been thinking, we are doing exactly the same thing every session, mm-hmm. and I know what to do. And I had wanted to go to Pete, because sometimes when I go to gyms, it always very intimidating, and you don't really know what to do. He had sort of shown me what to do, and we were basically repeating it. And I thought, well, to pay what I'm paying per session to do exactly the same thing and I know exactly what to do seems a bit silly. So I thought, well, maybe the tour is a good bit of a break. Mm-hmm. And then when I come back from the tour, I can be about, you know, thanks so much, I'm going to give it a go on my own, which is basically what I told him. I said, look, you've been really, really good. I'm still away. My schedule's a bit funny. I'm going to have a go on my own, and maybe I'll come back and, you know, see you in December and we'll maybe do some new stuff.
Okay.
Of which he then eventually replied to me. And all was fine. He was like, yeah, great, not a problem. Let me know when you need me. Cut to 2 weeks later, I go back into the gym. It's a Friday afternoon, normally when I would see him. He was there with another client. And I walked past him to go into the one of the rooms. And I just sort of touched him on the arm and just sort of waved as I walked past. I didn't even stop to talk. And he just looked at me and went, just barely acknowledged me and gave me a look as if, who are
oh,
you?
Oh, God.
And I'm someone who, bizarrely, doesn't have to be liked by everybody, because I know I'm not, but I like people that I actually know to like me. And that really upset me, and I went and sat on one of the machines and welled up.
Did you? Oh.
Because it was so unnecessary.
Oh, bless your
no,
heart.
Well, thank
that's,
you.
That's so
I'm,
horrible.
I'm oversharing
did
today.
Did you cry because I pumped
I didn't
up
cry, pee? But I had moist lower eyelids.
Are you sure that wasn't sweat?
And all of that, mine started.
Oh.
But also, and well, actually, and to be honest, I then left the gym. But every time I was with him.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, Jordan.
Sorry, there's a tissue here, thank God. Sorry. There's bloody dust in here. So, in Pump It Up, Pete made you cry.
And why that was so annoying is I know he was with a client, I wasn't expecting him to have a whole chat.
Say bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you. Etiquette expert. No one bless people. Dragged up. Go on. Yeah, anyway, piss off, pump it up, Pete.
Well, no, but every time I was with him, actually training, when I was his client, every session, one of his clients or former clients would stop, he'd break away from me, he'd have a whole chat with them and be nice, which I had absolutely... In fact, to be honest, I was very grateful because it meant that I could just sort of focus on whatever I was doing. So it's not like he was sort of thinking, oh, no, I'm with a client, I'm not going to talk to you. There was utter content. So anyway, Pump It Up Pete is dead to me. And I hadn't gone back to that particular gym until the weekend. And he was there.
Oh. Oh.
It was a thing.
Oh.
I didn't see him. I don't know if he saw me. I deliberately tried to avoid him. But I feel I've got back on the horse, as
oh, okay.
it were. I fell off. It did take about 6 months. But I'm now back on the horse.
Isn't it wagon?
No, that's if you're drinking. And I'm still off the wagon.
As you take to sit. I'm on the wagon at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah. I don't drink in the week anymore.
Lucky wagon.
I don't drink in the week anymore.
Really?
Although I am going out in a couple of days. Going for a meal.
Oh, are you?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So, get you. Anyway, so that's me.
Pump It Up Pete.
Feel Pump It Up Pete's dead to me.
Would you get another personal trainer?
No.
No?
Because I probably would have to get it at the gym I go to, and then I would worry, even though he was rude to me, I'd worry if he saw me with someone else. Mm. But that's just how my mind works.
I might get put. Are you trying to do this to, like, for the wedding?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was an unfortunate time.
Great.
No, I don't. Well, that's very sweet of you. But, you know, we could all lose to, you know, do with losing a few.
How much do you want to lose?
Well, 5 stone would be nice, but
no
waste away. Down the plug hole next.
Down the plug hole. Yeah.
Know your lines before you say them.
I know you do.
No, I did a half a stone would be fine, which is very easy. But the trouble is I eat quite a lot of rubbish.
You do, actually. You've got such a sweet tooth.
It's all the
you?
Peanut butter brownies you forced me to eat downstairs.
What are you having for your tea tonight? What's
we're going out tonight.
Tea? Oh, yeah.
So which is good because I'll be able to have a salad. But last night...
As a starter?
No, as a main. It's my new thing.
Oh, okay. Mm,
it's very popular. Last night we had sous vide chicken.
You're still using that sous vide?
I love it. Use it every day. Pretty
it's
much.
Like every time you do not put you off though. You bet it looks like something from Year 10 science. It's chicken in a bag.
Yeah, but it's nice chicken. It's so because chicken in an oven is so dry.
That's true.
But chicken in a sous vide, oh, it's so moist.
Is it?
But in a good non-salmonella-y way.
Do you do chicken breast or full-on chicken?
Well, just chuck a chicken in it.
Well, do you get chicken
unplucked?
Breasts in sous, or do you put the full?
No, you can put anything. In the sous vide, not in sous.
Can you make, like, a fry-up in a sous vide?
Well, no, because it wouldn't be fried, would it?
Yeah, no, but I make a fry-up, but it's all grilled.
You could put a sausage in a sous vide. You could put the black pudding in a sous vide. You could do eggs in a sous vide.
Can you?
You could do... I don't know if you can do bacon. I haven't done bacon. You could do a gammon and
could
slice it.
Could you make
it.
A toasty in a sous vide?
No.
I bloody... Do you know what? Cheese and ham toasties are so underrated. I think it's got to be up there with running water in the wheel. Not the TV show. I honestly cannot, you cannot under. If you're listening now, tonight, just have a cheese and ham toasty for your tea and you'll thank me. It's so, if you've got a toasty maker.
Oh, and what are you having for your tea? An omelette?
No, I might have cheese and ham toast, I don't know yet. But, or you can get those toasty bags that you used to get on holiday. Do you remember them?
No.
You used to get those brown bags on holiday that you'd make a cheese and ham sandwich and you'd put it in the toaster and it made it into a toasty.
Right.
It proper reminds me of going on holiday, that.
Oh, nice. Mm. I had pasta alecchino on a terrace in Venice, so it's a different sort of thing.
You're such a knob.
What? I didn't have toasty bags.
Well, we did, because my dad would be like, because we used to go half board.
Right.
Which means you got your breakfast and your tea. So instead
yes,
of,
thank you.
Instead of going out for lunch and spending a fortune, we'd go back to a hotel or apartment, and my mum would make cheese and toasties. Yeah.
Nice. No, thank God I've kicked this habit, but I was quite compulsive as a child. So if I found something I liked, that's all I would do.
Oh.
And when we were on this holiday in Venice, I just loved the hotel's pasta alecchino. So I insisted that every night, which is pasta with cheese, that's all it is. Every night I had pasta alecchino.
I got told Venice stinks.
There sometimes can be a waft, but it's generally fine.
Yeah.
Mm. But it's like anywhere. You go to Brighton and it sometimes is a bit smelly.
Is it?
It's just by the sea.
It's Venice.
Walk down Little Venice in London, it stinks. Sometimes.
Just try cheese and ham toast, if you can thank me later.
Let us know. Your big prophecy about, it's not a prophecy, your proclamation that there's nothing you can put between two slices of bread.
Yeah, absolutely nothing.
Have you ever put corned beef hash between two slices of bread?
Yeah, I've had a corned beef hash butty the next day. It's the best way. Or when I make corned beef hash, I usually get a nice fresh loaf and have it that way. You can have oat on a butty.
Just sounds so horrid.
Yeah.
Should we go to William's wacky
word of the week? Yeah, let's do it.
The word of the week this week is biblioclept. Biblioclept. And I'll tell you the definition after the break.
Hello, G and Divas. I'm Jess Phillips, an MP and now for the first time a podcast host. I know that on Help I Sexted My Boss, you love writing letters to William and Jordan. So I think you'll love my new podcast that's all about writing letters. It's called Yours Sincerely, and in each episode, I invite a guest to celebrate three people that mean the world to them. Someone they love, someone who's no longer around, and someone who doesn't realise how significant a role they've played in their lives. So with that, I'll sign off with yours sincerely, Jess Phillips. I hope you get to enjoy an episode of my podcast soon.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back, G and Divas. Jordan's let me do this bit. We're here in William's wacky word of the week.
Wacky.
And the word of the week this week was biblioclept. Biblioclept. And Jordan, what do you think it means?
Wasn't it that Russian that went up in space first? Is that what his name was?
Do you mean the Sputnik?
Oh, Sputnik. That's the one I'm thinking of.
Yeah. I also think that was the name of a rocket, not a person. Satellite. It was
satellite.
Thank you.
Jump cut Jack.
Jump cut Jack. What's that?
Jack the Snipper.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jack the Snipper.
Snippy Jack. No, we won't call you Snippy Jack. No,
Jack the Snipper.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jack Scissorhands.
What does biblioclept mean? Is it German?
No, it's Russian? English. Biblioclept.
Biblioclept.
It means you're a book thief.
A book thief?
Yes. Like bibliothèque is French for library. Kleptomaniac, biblioclept.
So it means you steal books?
Yes.
From libraries and stuff?
Well, from anywhere. Oh. From a house, from a bookshelf. Biblioclept.
God, where have you got that from?
I don't know. It's a nice everyday word. Next time you're saying book thief, probably in 5 minutes, everyone, biblioclept.
Biblioclept. Would it be count if somebody's nicked your DVDs? Pilks. I lent Pilks my Lord of the Rings box set. 10, 12 years ago, still not got it back.
And you're over it.
So he's a DVD-leclept.
Yes. I don't know what the French is for DVD. Oh, yeah, DVD, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P.
Now, the French alphabet sounds hilarious with a brace in it, let's be honest.
That's how we got to the French alphabet.
Can you do the rest of it?
A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, U, R, S, T,
I can't. I mean, I love the fact they taught you French when you can barely speak English.
You can always remember one bit from French, can't you? Mine was, Je m'appelle Jordan, dans ma famille, il y a six personnes, ma mère Wendy, mon père Graham, mon frère Ryan Dominic Bradley. And it was sort of like, we like to go to the cinema at weekends.
Oh, that's nice.
Anyway.
That's French for you. Did you do any other languages?
Oh, God, no.
No.
I hated languages at school. I couldn't wait to drop it at GCSE.
Do you do that app now to learn? You know, a lot of people on the train use that app, Dua Lipa or whatever it's called, to learn.
No. Do you do Wordle?
Oh, God, no. I've got a life.
So into it at the moment. Oh. I do it every night before bed.
Do you do it?
Yeah.
Oh.
Jack the Snipper. Honestly, at first I couldn't get it, but sometimes I'm all right at it. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Do you not like Wordle?
I just can't be bothered.
It's because you're a bit thick, isn't it?
No, you laugh. I actually think I'm undiagnosed dyslexic sometimes.
Oh, now I feel bad.
No. Well,
you're not. You're not thick. You're very clever in your own way.
No. It's true. Like, at school, nothing really went in.
Jack.
Jack, don't write your own jokes.
I mean, he did go to boarding school.
No academic subjects, or indeed any sports subjects, sort of stayed with me until I started reading etiquette books, and suddenly I found that I could remember these rules and facts. Mm. So that was very much my métier.
I was the same with Match magazine. Okay.
Shall we go to the listeners' problems?
Let's do it.
Okay, this first one comes from Jen.
Jen.
Dear William and Jordan, love the podcast. I discovered you last autumn and have been looking forward to Tuesdays every week since. I have something in common with both of you in that I'm also getting married in September. Not long to go now, William. And in preparation, I also have what I think are the same type of braces as Jordan.
Okay.
What?
No, I'm just a bit self-conscious of it, that's all.
Okay. Jen, you've made him self-conscious. My question is, what is the... You're going to love her question. My question is, what is the brace etiquette when in public?
Oh, it's the worst, isn't it?
I tried to always just take them out when hiding in the toilet, she means lavatory, in the early days, but now it's become a bit of a chore and not always convenient, and so now I just try to be as subtle as possible and just whip them out wherever before I eat or drink. Is that highly uncouth? Also, what is the etiquette on brushing your teeth or flossing in a public restroom before having to put the braces back in? I'm sure Jordan will feel my pain in regards to all of the above. Thank you and kind regards, Jen.
Oh, Jen. Oh, Jen. Jen, I'm with you. I usually do it now before I go to the restaurant or say I'm in work. I do it in the toilets or something because it's so embarrassing, like, doing it in the restaurant. I did it in Leon the other day and everyone was watching me.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame. Do
And I'm constantly losing my bloody brace case. Mm. I'm leaving it at work and what have you. The other weekend, I was at a festival. I had him in my sunglasses case.
Right. Mm. Okay. Yeah. And when you're removing it, is it a one-handed job or two-handed?
Two, and it goes through me.
Oh, so you can't, like, shield your mouth?
And it's horrible. And, like, big slubs of saliva come out with it and stuff. It's horrible.
I would... My advice is that you try and... As Jordan does, quite correctly, Jen, you try and do that discreetly. Yeah. And if, let's say, you're doing it in front of close friends or family, where it might be marginally more acceptable... My advice to them is that they, you know, look away, notice some other architectural feature of the room, and just give you a little bit of visual privacy. Yeah, that would be my suggestion. Thank you for writing in, Jen.
Thank you, Jen. Don't worry about it, Jen, my brace sister from another mister.
Brace sister from another mister.
Yeah, sister from another mister.
I love it.
Brother from another mother.
This next one is from Ollie, with a Y. Dear William and Jordan, I hope you both are doing well and this message finds you in good health.
Thank you, Ollie.
My partner and I listen to your podcast each week. On occasion, I've nearly peed myself at your comedy double act.
Oh.
William's, no apostrophe, wit and charm, and Jordan's, with an apostrophe. Oh, you see, you can use the possessive apostrophe.
Can you just
Ollie.
Read the bloody letter and leave him alone?
Sorry. William's wit and charm and Jordan's overexcitement to be like William. Don't know what episodes you've been listening to.
Be like William. It's going so well, Ollie.
I would like your help with this problem. I was born deaf and unable to speak. Some people call it deaf and dumb, but I prefer to say mute. As I myself and my... I feel bad. Is that bad that I slagged off? How no, because he can be deaf and still
right,
use an apostrophe.
Not for the edit, but how can he listen to the podcast if he's deaf?
Well, we'll find out, maybe.
Maybe cut all the bit out where you was correcting him.
Well, no, because that's... You can still be deaf and literate. What? He's not blind.
God, you are awful.
What? I'm not awful. I'm factual. Ollie, if I have offended you, I'm really sorry.
Sorry, Ollie.
Anyway, as I say, me and my partner listen to your podcast every week and mostly give great advice.
Thank you.
Mostly. How do I stop my future mother-in-law from saying to everyone I'm deaf and can't verbally communicate and referring to me as her son's dummy boyfriend, always with a smile?
Oh, that's awful.
She always forgets that I lip read, so know exactly what she is saying. My boyfriend always gives out to her and corrects her on these occasions, but, pardon the pun, it falls on deaf ears. I would like to know what is the best way to tell her in a letter, for obvious reasons, to stop referring to me as the dummy and let her know I know everything she says about me to others.
That's
when
awful.
I'm in the room. Also, how do I tell her myself and my boyfriend are in love and it's not a phase he's going through? He's a fully paid-up, card-carrying, handbag-swinging member of the Pink Party. Kind regards, Ollie. Ollie, I love your letter.
Oh, Ollie. Well, she sounds not very nice.
No, she doesn't sound very nice.
Dummy. That's awful. I think I would get your partner to ask his mum to stop referring to you as that. That's awful.
Yeah.
That is bloody awful. And then if your partner... And you need to explain that you really don't like it. Mm. Then if it still continues after your partner's spoken to his mum, you need to communicate and say, this has to stop. That's bloody awful.
Yeah, that's annoying.
It's a tricky one.
It is a tricky one. I think you do have to get your partner to say something. It's his job. And if he doesn't wish to do that, then you go down the letter route, as you say.
Yeah.
But keep it short and just write, mother-in-law, please know that I can lip read and I'm aware of everything you're saying. Mm. So if you're going to be mean about me, do it behind my back.
Yeah, that's good, actually.
So I'd keep it short
nice
and sweet.
It's nice to see you at the weekend, but can I just say? Yeah. Good advice.
Or if you hear, if you're standing in front of her and you sort of lip read her saying something rude, give her a death stare. Give her a sort of a Paddington stare, as if to go, I'm completely aware of what you've just said.
Okay.
But yes. Sorry about that, Ollie. That's,
next letter, please.
Not nice to hear. We're going on to the handwritten missives.
Oh, wow. That's
look
nice.
At this. Look at this glittery paper. A bit of sequins. This is from Lancashire. This is lovely, glittery sort of duck egg blue paper. And this is from Cherry. Thank you, Cherry. Here we go. Dear William Jordan and producer Ben, I firstly wanted to thank you for all the joy and laughter you have provided me with since I first discovered the podcast during lockdown number one. I'm also grateful for all the knowledge, however random, I've gained as a result of William's anecdotes, from etiquette to swans to the royal family, and as well as for how you've both inspired me to celebrate my uniqueness. I love how you are both so comfortable in your own skin, and I subsequently feel I'm also getting better at overcoming that personal challenge. When in doubt, I think, what would William do?
Oh,
Cherry, I love you so much. Moving on to a slight dilemma, albeit trivial in my opinion. My boyfriend secretly enjoys the podcast, but is a Blackburn Rovers fan, so doesn't like to openly admit he's a fan of a podcast starring a raging Burnley fan. Don't get more raging than Jordan. How can I help him accept this and essentially get over himself? Keep up the great work. Yours sincerely and best wishes.
Cherry, it says more about him. Football rivalries are on the day, and when we're playing, of course, we hate each other. Well, I've got mates that are Blackburn fans, Preston fans, Blackpool
I think it's
fans.
Fine. He can just tell people, like you, he listens for me.
Hey, Cherry's boyfriend, it's okay. You like me. It's fine. Admit it.
You can like Jordan without liking Burnley.
Yeah, you can still like me, Cherry's boyfriend.
Can I ask Blackburn Rovers in relation to Burnley? In the football...
We are now going to be playing in the same league. I am going to
Oh, my God, there's going to be a derby.
Yeah, oh, check you. I am going to be... People are like, oh, well, at least you're not going to be as stressed next season when you're in the Championship. No, we've got Preston North End, we've got Blackburn, we've got Wigan, Bolton. Bolton?
Possibly.
Blackpool. It's going to be
Stoke.
Derbies.
You've got Stoke.
Stoke's not a derby, but...
No, I know it's not a derby, but it's Spen
stress I don't need, and, yeah.
Stress you don't
anyway,
need.
Anyway, tell him to put that aside, and if we ever see each other... We'll buy him a drink.
This next one comes from Jennifer on a nice little card. Dear William Jordan PB, my brother introduced me to your podcast last year and I've nearly caught up with every episode. I love your podcast and it makes me laugh out loud regularly. When you discuss clothing etiquette regarding wedding or work, you often discuss menswear, not womenswear. I have a wedding to attend in June with my husband and children, who are aged 9 and 11. Would matching colours be appropriate? For instance, the boys' shirts similar colours to the girls' dresses. Thank you for all of the laughs. Best wishes, Jennifer. So, can they all match?
The kids?
Well, the entire
family. Did your mum and dad used to dress? Did your mum ever dress you and...
James.
James the same?
No.
Well, my mum did. Everyone used to think Tom's and Brad's twins.
No.
No.
But yeah. Also, we were 3 years apart.
Yeah.
I, in terms of matchy-matchy, you don't want to look like a three-piece suite, basically, when you turn up. So you don't want to sort of completely match. Similarly, Mikey and I, for our wedding outfits, we are not matching. We don't, otherwise we'll be at the top looking like salt and pepper pots, which looks ridiculous. We will tone. We will make sure we look like we're going to the same event, and that's what I suggest you do, Jen. They don't have to match. If you want to match, fine, you go for it, knock yourself out. But my suggestion is tone, coordinate, but don't match.
Okay. Are you both wearing tails at your wedding?
We are.
Are you wearing a top hat?
No, it's indoors.
Yeah, but...
Men don't wear hats indoors.
Well, you see them with hats on, though.
at weddings. Yeah, but that's but that's outside an ascot.
Oh, okay.
But there's no point wearing a top hat to a wedding because you're outside for about 5 minutes, if that. And do you know how much top hats are?
Go on.
To rent? Yeah. Oh, you're looking at thousands.
Shut up.
Because top hats, black silk top hats, have not been produced since the 1930s, so there are very few. And especially if you've got a big head like me, if I were to buy a top hat for my head size, because most people's heads were smaller in the time when they were produced, you're looking at £5,000-6,000.
For a top hat?
For a top hat that you're probably going to wear once a year, if that. So you can see why top hats are going.
Surely there must be a special manufacturer who makes top hats nowadays. No.
Well, you can have felt top hats, but not black silk.
Oh. Yeah, get a felt one.
No.
Why? What's the difference?
Well, like Paul Daniels.
How much is a felt one?
Oh, like hundreds, if that.
Oh, yeah, that'll do.
No, if you're going to do it, you're going to wear a black silk one. Mm.
Do you know on my coat stand in my...
Hallway. Come third bedroom.
You're such a bitch.
You told me when I walked in and supposedly said it's nice on the inside, you said that this used to be a bedroom. Yeah,
apparently so, the students that lived there before me.
Right.
It's been done up now, but that used to be a bedroom.
Now.
It's a hallway.
It's a lovely hallway.
I've got my I'm a Celeb hat on there.
Do you?
Yeah, I don't know what to do with it.
No. Sell it? Mm. Auction it off for charity?
Yeah, I could do for Pendleside, actually. Yeah. That's a great idea.
Thank you very much. 10%.
You're taking money off charity. Oh, that's a really good idea. It's probably past the moment now. Who wants it?
Do it when the next series is on.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to ask you a question about that in a minute,
did I tell you someone thought it was Danny Miller the other day?
Again.
It's happening quite a lot at the moment. Oh, you were in Celeb Jungle. Yeah. Congrats, you won it. Oh, I didn't win. Yeah, you did. Mrs. voted for you. She loved Jean Emmerdale. Oh, it's not me.
Mikey had a meeting at work, and you were brought up about potentially doing a thing. I don't think it's going to happen, but anyway, potentially doing a thing. And someone said, oh, no, Jordan's great. I'm so happy when he won it. And Mikey was like, no, he didn't win it. He went, yeah, he did. He went, no, he won. But everyone so basically, the moral of the story is everyone thought you won anyway.
Oh, bless you. Anyway.
Next letter. Look at the wax stamp on this.
Is that actual proper wax?
That's proper wax.
That's amazing.
With a K, blue wax.
I love
wax.
That colour blue. What blue would you say that is?
So just a light... like a navy blue, like a royal blue.
Yeah, it's a royal blue.
Yeah. It's a lovely colour. Matches the stamp.
That's amazing.
It's a lovely colour stamp, actually.
Wow. Is it a proper wax one or just a...
It's pretend, a proper wax.
Is it a pretend
one? No, they will have melted some wax and then with their signet ring or stamp gone...
That's amazing.
Very nice.
Who's it from?
This is from Katie.
Okay.
With an IE. Dear William and Jordan, I'm a new listener to your podcast after having come across you on TikTok.
Thank you, Katie.
So I have the joy of listening from the beginning. As I've not yet listened to every episode, my apologies if you have answered this type of question before.
Probably, but it doesn't matter.
I find myself in the unfortunate position of having an alcohol intolerance, which poses a problem when attending dinners and events.
Me too, it makes me pissed.
Others have told me soft drinks, such as Coca-Cola and Pepsi, are fine, but when everyone else is having wine, champagne, etc., this leaves me feeling like a child. Can you recommend any non-alcoholic drinks which won't make me feel 17 again? Great film. Also, if I'm having dinner at someone else's house, should I offer to bring my own drinks? Thank you, and I'm looking forward to seeing the live show in Leeds. Kind regards, Katie.
I think a sparkling water.
Yes.
With lime in.
Looks like a gin and tonic.
It looks like a gin and tonic or a vodka tonic. So that, and you can sip it as slow as you want.
Yes. And also, there are some very good non-alcoholic gins now that are being produced.
I was just going to say, there's so many good non-alcoholic drinks at the moment. So the Gordon's one's pretty good, actually.
Yes, I like that one.
Yeah, there's a non-alcoholic Guinness as well, so you could try that. They say non-alcoholic, apparently they've got a slight tiny bit in them.
Oh, well, that's of the Guinness. The Gordon's one has zero. And actually, the Gordon's...
No, I think the Guinness one has zero in as well, actually.
Okay, well, I looked at the Gordon's 0% the other day because Mikey was asking me, do you know how many calories?
Come on.
Two.
In the Gordon's
There's actually fewer calories in a 0% gin and tonic.
Oh, wow.
And in the tonic water we buy, 6. So it's 8 calories.
And nowadays, as well, there's a lot of mocktails on menus.
Yes, I hate the word mocktail.
What? Of course you bloody do.
Just non-alcoholic cocktail.
No, it's a mocktail. It's not a cocktail. It's a mocktail. So, always check for them. But don't worry. No one will be bothered if you're not drinking.
No, they shouldn't do. And it's probably more in your head than in, you know, your worry.
There's a lot of good non-alcoholic lagers at the moment as well.
Katie uses a wax stamp. I don't know if she's a lager sort of person. Just a hunch.
Is there going to be lager at the wedding?
Not that I'm paying for, no.
Oh, you not got a bit of lager in bucket on table?
On bucket? It's bouquet! No.
You're not having a little bucket on table with beers in?
No, oh my God. Do you know what sort of wedding you're coming to?
Or a reception. You can either have Pimm's out, like champagne that a lot of the ladies go for, and in buckets, ice buckets, it's usually...
Hashtag stereotype.
Peroni, like high-end lager. You're not even having Peroni. I want...
I mean, my menu is probably going to be written in French. This is.
Are you joking? I can't read bloody English. I'm like French. Are you not having any lager?
No, probably not.
Right, I'll bring a hip flask full of bloody Fosters.
And if it is, it'll be served in glasses. We will not be drinking from bottles.
Will we not?
Babies drink from bottles. Adults should have graduated onto a glass by the time they're an adult.
So weddings, this going to be? I can't even have a beer.
No, you can have a beer, but you pay for it yourself.
Will it be proper beer or in a bottle?
Because they're probably going to charge. From a bottle, have they not decanted a into a glass.
Have they not got a tap? Pump? Do they not have it? Oh, this is ridiculous. I'm going to be paying like £6-7 for a bottle of beer. Oh, I know what I'll do. I bet you've never been to a wedding and had a, what do they call it? A boot bar.
I'm sorry?
A boot bar.
No.
Because you know wedding and venues are pretty dear.
Yeah.
There's always someone that brings loads of beers and puts them in the boot of the car and you just go out and help yourself.
Right.
But what my mate does, I won't mention his name, Pilks, is he's really good at this. He does a little recce at the venue a couple of days before, finds out what bottles they're selling of beer. So if it's Peroni, Corona or Budweiser, then he'll go to the shop, get Budweiser and just walk in with it and it looks like he's got it from behind the bar. Let me know what bottles they're serving and I'll do a little boot bar for me and lads.
Marion Chandon.
Pardon?
Don't worry. Veuve Clicquot.
If it's all in French, I can use my danse, ma famille. Do we all have to speak in French?
Yes, the whole wedding.
Don't take this the wrong way, but I'm dreading your wedding. I'm joking. I'm looking forward to it.
You'll have a lovely time when
it
arrives.
I'm joking. I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you. Well, there we go. We're finished.
Okay.
If you want our help, Jean Devers, if you've got a friend who's going to hijack your wedding and drag it down to the depths of a Lancashire wedding, then you can always send in your dilemma to help@sextomyboss.com.
Or you can write to William. He promises a handwritten reply and his own letter paper. The address is on the website, sextedmyboss.
10 series, everyone.
.com. Well, you've shut the laptop off. I can't see
the
Jordan,
script. Jordan, it has always been sextedmyboss.com or help@sextedmyboss.com. The social media handles are sextedmyboss. It's so straightforward.
Do you think there's going to be scrap on
the do you get up in the morning and on the mirror it says, hello, good morning, I'm Jordan North?
Oh, it just said, remember to breathe in and out. Anyway.
We'll see you on Friday.
See you Friday.
Goodbye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.